With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Xanos.
Xanos. Like a Zen garden.
I'm just making sure intern Kevin put it in correctly. He's wrong more than he's right. wow, now I got the look. Xanos, good morning from Sacramento.
Good morning.
You're a laborer?
Yeah, well, currently I work for my buddy's company, LaborMax.
Okay.
It's a temp agency that helps place people with jobs. Really good company to work for.
Kevin, you might need a new job soon.
I don't do labor.
He doesn't do labor. Yeah. So.
Well, he's right about that.
Yeah. Could have guessed.
All right, Xanos, please do us a favor. Kick Katie out of the studio for us.
All right, Katie, kick rocks.
Okay.
You just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $120. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Gavin, are you ready? Are you yawning? Am I boring you over here?
No. Okay. No, you're not.
All right, just making sure. All right, question number one. Mariah Carey said in a recent interview that she's only been with 5 guys in her life ever. She said, I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to others in the field. Which famous rapper did she have a beef with, even trading diss tracks because he claimed they hooked up and she said they didn't?
Marshall Mathers, Eminem.
Question two. On this day in 1960, 34-year-old Harper Lee published her first novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, set in a small town in Alabama at the height of Jim Crow South in the Great Depression. The father in the story was Atticus Finch. What was the name of Atticus's tomboy narrator daughter?
Honestly, I don't know that one.
All right.
Question three. A rapper, Nicki Minaj, backed out of a concert in Saudi Arabia to make a point after she learned about their stance on women and human rights. She has a huge song sampling Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. What is it called?
Anaconda.
Question four. ASAP Rocky is being held in a Swedish jail with what his team is saying are shockingly inhumane conditions. Our sources are saying that he's sleeping on a yoga mat with no blankets, only eating an apple a day. What is the capital of Sweden?
Denmark.
And question five. Taylor Swift tops Forbes' annual list of highest paid celebrities with $185 million earned in the past 12 months. Also on the list, Kylie Jenner at $170 million, Kanye West at $150 million, and with the success of Avengers Endgame, Chris Hemsworth pulled in $76 million. What is the total of all 4 celebrities I just named?
$581
million. Katie! Bump it up. You're starting to move faster than that boot.
Yeah, you're getting quick.
Well, my leg doesn't hurt as much as it did, so I can move a little faster.
For anybody who doesn't know, Katie is in a corrective boot because she has a club foot.
Not a corrective boot at all.
What were some of the other reasons that people were speculating that she
corn
is
removal?
That's right. I bit her leg.
I've been telling people Rain bit me.
MC Hammer Toe.
Any others?
Not off the top of my head. Let me think.
All right. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be broadcasting live in Davis. We have actually made a phone call to the Davis Tuba Player Commission. We're waiting to hear back.
I'm going to be pissed.
You'll have to find out what happens tomorrow
in
Davis.
It makes me feel fat when you do that.
All right. Katie, you're going for your 256th win today.
Oh, fat thing. It's a
nobody
boat
feels skinny if they're being followed by a tuba.
I
have no frame of reference on that.
You can get a behind the scenes right now on our Instagram Live. Give us a follow at end1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Mariah Carey said in a recent interview that she's only been with 5 guys in her life ever.
I'm glad you laughed at that.
Come on.
She said, quote, "I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to most others in the field. Which famous rapper did she have a beef with, even trading diss tracks because he claimed they hooked up and she said they didn't?"
Eminem.
Correct.
5 guys.
No one believes you, Mariah.
Question two. On this day in 1960, 34-year-old Harper Lee published her first novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, set in a small town in Alabama at the height of Jim Crow South in the Great Depression. The father in the story was Atticus Finch. What was the name of Atticus's tomboy narrator daughter?
Scout.
Correct. Question three. Rapper Nicki Minaj backed out of a concert in Saudi Arabia to make a point after she learned about their stance on women and human rights.
Yeah, she didn't know that?
I guess not.
Someone just told her.
Okay.
She has a huge song sampling Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. What is it called?
Is that Anaconda?
That is.
Oh. Have I ever heard that song?
I don't know.
Question four.
Okay.
ASAP Rocky is being held in a Swedish jail with what his team is saying are shockingly inhumane conditions. Our sources are saying he's sleeping on a yoga mat with no blankets, only eating an apple a day. What is the capital of Sweden?
3 seconds.
Sweden.
3, 2, 1.
IKEA. By the way, sleeping on a yoga mat practically is a bed from IKEA. So in Switzerland, that might be just.
We're talking about Sweden, but yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, what did I say?
Switzerland.
Don't make me laugh.
Somebody needs
to
tell.
Wait, which one is IKEA?
Sweden.
But we were talking about Switzerland?
No, you just said that word.
Yeah.
Man, I'm confused.
I mean, your answer was still better than his.
Oh, okay. What was
he
his?
Said Denmark.
I don't know that mine was better than
the
his.
The capital of America is Canada.
The correct answer is Stockholm.
Yes.
By the way, someone needs to tell ASAP Rocky, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. He'll be fine.
I've heard that an apple a day keeps you locked up. In either Switzerland or Sweden, I can't remember now.
All right, question five. Taylor Swift tops Forbes' annual list of highest paid celebrities with $185 million earned in the past 12 months.
Okay.
Also on the list, Kylie Jenner at $170 million and Kanye West at $150 million. With the success of Avengers Endgame, Chris Hemsworth pulled in $76
million. Oh my God.
What is the total of all four celebrities I just named?
Okay, hold on. 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, my God, I can't do this.
Why?
Because you're going to start yelling at
me. I'm not going to yell. 3 seconds.
Stop.
3, 2, 1.
500. Oh, God, I don't. 521 million.
Oh. Man, you were close. 581 million. Where'd the 40 million disappear to?
Switzerland. He just tossed that up there.
Who hit 40 million?
I don't know. It disappeared somewhere. I don't know where.
Did you say 40 million?
No, you said 521 million.
Yeah.
The answer is 581.
You're missing 60 million.
Okay. Go laugh some more at your friend's dumb jokes.
All right. Today's final score, Zenos 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie! Is that back-to-back ties?
Did you get a tie yesterday,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we had a tie yesterday, too.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right, so we'll add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. We'll play for $140 when we are broadcasting live in Davis tomorrow. Her record stands at 256 wins and 51 losses. Zanos, I am so sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
My name is Zanos, and today I'm as smart as Katie.
Which is sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.